Well, the ads are done. The best part of the show is over.
Oh.
Now you're just stuck with a podcast.
Man. Oh, man. Can we go back to the commercials?
Yeah, I knew you came for that, but sorry. You're going to get this now instead. Oh, and don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. And
all right.
Thank you.
Almost 10 years ago, an unused ticket to the Titanic's maiden voyage sold at an auction for about $56,000.
Whoa.
Okay. Dang.
Can you imagine me the person who didn't go on the trip?
Yeah.
Like, spent all that money. I was like, I'm kind of busy.
Also, you were 56 grand. Service fees are getting out of control. Yeah.
You were so bummed when you missed that boat the first time.
Oh, yeah. And then, you're bummed.
2 days later, you're like, oh, crap.
I told you it's good I slept in.
I mean, they probably didn't ask for a refund, right? No. Kind of tacky at that point.
Yeah. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Also, a menu from one of the ship's restaurants sold for $31,000.
See, that's what I would want to buy.
Was it something that they recovered, or it was just a menu that didn't go out with the ship, like an extra one or something?
Oh, that's a good point.
Why are you asking me questions? I'm definitely not going to know the answer to. What do you think? I'm some sort of actual Titanic expert that I know where every artifact came from?
Listen, I have a Titanic loving son, and I need to know these things.
Don't ask him those questions.
Do you know how many Titanic books I've read, Jeffrey? Upwards of 8.
Don't depress us with your sad life choices, bro.
He has a Titanic blanket that it feels really morbid to wrap him up in every night.
It's always cold. It's never a hot blanket.
But it's not a lie.
Since those things happened, here and there, different items from the Titanic have been brought forward and sold, including just the other day, a golden pocket watch came to the auction house that belonged to the wealthiest passenger aboard the Titanic, named John Jacob Astor IV.
I feel like I've heard that name.
Dude.
The name sounds rich.
Jacob Astor
IV.
Well, they thought it might go for around $160,000.
Yeah, how much?
But a bidding war ensued, and the final price for the watch was $1.46 million.
Oh, dang.
For a watch that you can't even FaceTime with.
Yeah.
And it doesn't tell you when you're in a car accident either, like our modern watches. It just told you the time.
But it has a step counter, right?
Yeah, no, none of that. You had to wind it up yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
$1.4 million. So why am I telling you all of this?
Yeah.
It's important to keep old things around and in good condition. So, Brooke, keep doing your Pilates. And now, Digital Jane, take it away for the shock collar question of the day.
Okay.
Grab your protein shakes and raise the people's eyebrow to the skies, because today is the birthday of the highest grossing actor in Hollywood, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
My doppelganger.
What's going to be our cheat meal?
His cheat meals are epic.
But instead of going over his 20 favorite wrestling moves, instead we're going to see if you smell what the Hard Rock is cooking in concert.
What?
Because today, in honor... Follow along.
I'm trying.
It's very simple.
I'm sorry.
Like Hard Rock Cafe?
Today, in honor of The Rock, we're doing a special highest grossing hard rock bands of all time edition of... Plenty of 20.
I got there.
Correlation is obvious.
That was a road trip, Jake.
I have a list of the top earning hard rock bands ever based on album sales. You just have to name them to stay in the game. So, as a hint, just think famous old geezer bands that are still kind of playing
today. I'm
friends
with one now.
Because album sales aren't really a thing anymore, but the Silver Save is in play. We're going to start with the woman who thought the only thing that beats The Rock is paper. That's Alexis.
Ooh.
Alexis, top 20 most selling hard rock groups of all time.
Okay, I don't know if they're counted as hard rock or not, but I was looking up concerts to go to this summer. I'm not going to this one, but I saw it at the venue I'm looking at.
Okay.
And I saw the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them with my mom.
You don't know if that classifies as rock?
There's
a whole magazine that's like, that's what they are.
Well, whatever. I should also know from the cute shirts. Okay, Jake.
The cute shirts.
You have the awesome logo.
The Rolling Stones did not make the list, but I have a good reason for it.
Uh-oh.
On this day back in the 60s, the Rolling Stones started as an R&B group.
No way!
So they technically did not make this list. I'm very sorry.
I'm such a big fan, I knew it was questionable.
We're over to Brooke now.
I really am going with some 80s hair rock bands right now.
Okay, yeah, that's hard rock.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you can't deny that, like, a Metallica is going to be a hard rock
Metallica's
band. So
there.
Show me Metallica.
Metallica is number five on my list. 163 million albums sold. Let's go over to Jose.
Okay, I have a predicament, Jake, because there's a bunch of bands I want to name first, but I'm now best friends with Eddie Vedder from Pearl
Jam. Good call.
So I can't say anything else because he listens to our show now. Eddie, this one's for you. Give me Pearl Jam!
Pearl Jam is not on my list. I'm sorry, Jose.
It should be.
We made the wrong best friend.
Yeah. Apologies to friend of the show, Eddie Vedder. We're over to Jeffrey.
And this is hard for me because growing up, my parents said that the Beach Boys was hard rock.
No, they didn't.
Oh, God.
No. We were very gentle, soft. Hall & Oates was like our go-to in our house.
God, your parents are such nerds,
we had
dude.
Such like a gentle vibe. So
did they just say we'll have fun?
Yeah, yeah. Not too much fun, I hope.
Till the daddy takes the T-bird away.
Oh God.
So
as Beach Boys.
Yeah, but I did go to a laser light show when I was younger, and that seemed pretty hardcore.
Well, okay, it, like,
what
Pink
was it
Floyd?
For?
It was for Pink Floyd.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
So
Pink
give me
Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
That's a good one.
Pink Floyd. It's number two on my list. 240 million albums sold. The Silver Save, number one answer on the list, still available.
I mean, Guns N' Roses is high up there.
Oh, I didn't think of them.
But I gotta go with one that made me feel cool when I was in middle school. I was really into the Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh.
But I also really love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. So show me them. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's number 10 on my list. 99 million albums sold. Back
I love
to Jeffrey.
Their music.
So when I watched the movie Armageddon, I cried. And if you didn't cry, it's because you have no feelings.
No, at the
end, it is really good.
When he sacrifices himself on Earth.
But it's also because of the music by Aerosmith.
Yeah.
So I don't want to close my eyes.
I also do Lady, but you're right. I said
give me Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. It's number seven on my list. 133 million albums sold. Back to Brooke. Number one, still on the board.
Okay, you know, I thought I would maybe say Nirvana, but they just weren't around long enough, I feel like. They didn't make enough albums.
Yeah.
So we're going to go next best thing, Foo Fighters.
Oh, really?
The Foo Fighters is on my list, number 18.
Ooh.
Barely snuck on there, 44 million albums. Jeffrey.
Yeah, I have to go back to all the classic rocks in the 80s. Give me AC/DC.
Yeah,
AC/DC.
Now we're talking.
It's number four on my list. Okay. 196 million albums. Brooke.
Show me the Doors.
The Doors.
Oh my gosh.
What's behind door number? No, it's not there. The Doors
is in my house. That's like soft rock.
Jeffrey, that means you've won today's edition of
Plenty
of 20. Real quick, let's see what hard rock groups you guys missed. Number one, the Silver Save, was Queen.
Oh, yeah.
275 million albums. Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses. Brooke was on the list.
Yeah, I should say that.
Van Halen, Deep Purple. Mm. Nirvana did make it number 11 on the list.
Oh.
Linkin Park, Green Day, Iron Maiden, Journey. Meatloaf got on there.
No way.
Good old Meatloaf. Evanescence. And number 20,
Coldplay.
Canada's own Nickelback.
Justin Bieber.
Nickelback. Wow. You guys make fun of the Doors?
Exactly.
All right, so I get to choose who gets shocked. I'm going to give it to the Queen of Rock, Brooke Fox. She's going to be singing We Are the Champions by Queen.
All right. We are the champions, my friends.
Yeah.
And we'll keep on fighting.
There it is. That's your hard rock shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Definitely one of the strangest stories we've heard recently on the show.
Ooh.
As one of our listeners says, they got home from work one afternoon to find a wrapped mystery box just sitting on their coffee table.
What?
Left there on purpose by the landlord.
Oh.
Whoa.
And that's weird in of itself.
Yeah.
But it only got weirder once they unwrapped the package and found what was waiting inside.
Ooh.
You're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker coming up.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I had a pet cat for about 7 months now.
Oh.
I mean, technically, he's not mine.
What?
He lives four apartment units over, but he likes it at my place so much better that he spends most nights here.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I tried doing that in high school.
Staying at somebody else's house.
Yeah, spent most nights at my best friend's house, hoping that they would just make me my own room and would adopt me.
Didn't work out that way.
No.
Oh, bummer.
My parents still wanted me for some reason. But one of our listeners also wants to confess something to us today. He's chosen to go by Bruce as his fake name. So let's talk to him. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I mean, the question is, how are you?
I'm good. Heavy heart, though. I got a heavy heart today.
Doesn't sound like it.
Uh-oh.
Heavy heart.
It is the smiliest heavy heart I've ever heard, even with the voice changer.
Yeah, it's a little confusing with that going on, but the voice changer is activated. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Okay. So I used to live in, like, this really crappy apartment. I mean, it was worse. Yeah. Roaches, mold, everything under the sun.
Oh,
but they had, like, maintenance. They would kind of show up if you put in these service requests. And
I like how he says kind of show up, because that's really how it is. Like, we were here.
Well, legally, they have to keep things running, right? So if your fridge breaks, they go, well, we got the light to work.
There's a lot of loopholes, though, that they can get away with.
Yeah.
I've had lights in my house that have not worked the entire time I've lived
there. This is how we've all lived in crappy places.
They showed up and they looked at it.
And they're like, oh, okay, we'll look more into
that for you, and then they never reach back out.
And the thing is, when you put in these service requests with the maintenance, when they came, they would, like, track mud on the floor. They'd leave stuff behind. They were a hot mess.
Sounds like living with children.
Yeah.
So around Christmas time, they did this special email that they sent out. And it was like, what would you want, or what would you want done, and so on and so forth. Things along that line.
Oh, man.
Like to the complex.
Yeah, opening a can of worms with that email, aren't they?
Yeah. You're like, running water, please.
Well, let me write an 8-page dissertation.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, here's my shot. I was just like, I don't even care anymore. I'm over this place. I'm over them. So I just put all this, like, stupid stuff on the request as my reply. And it was like, an all-expense trip to Europe.
Now you're just sarcastic.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
I mean, I put a $500 Target gift card with eggnog.
Oh, dang, my God. Bro.
It is Christmas.
It would be awesome.
It's really funny.
Best Christmas ever.
I mean, obviously, they're going to read that and know that you're kind of fed up with them, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I even put a new microwave with $1,000 stuffed inside of it.
That would be a great Christmas present.
That's funny.
So I was like, okay, I'm getting off my chest, whatever. I sent it off, totally forgot about it.
Right.
And then a couple weeks later, I get this note saying that I'm getting something off my wish list.
What?
No way.
Wait.
But I assumed that it was like a generic email that he sent out to everyone.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. If you're sending out to like 400 residents in your apartment building, you just, mass send
and
it
then
out.
Like, everyone will open it.
Yeah.
We got you new doormats.
Yeah. Right.
Just like you wanted.
And with our name on it.
Yeah.
They get to your wish list items. They're like, oh, crap, what have we done?
Yeah.
Did anything come of that?
So I went back to my normal life, whatever. And then one day I come home and it's like this neatly wrapped box on my coffee table.
Oh.
What?
Wait, inside your apartment?
Yes. Ooh. So like maintenance, they must have come in or someone came in and they left this neatly wrapped box on my coffee table.
Oh, okay. You got a present?
Hey.
Yeah, so I got excited. I got to admit, I got excited. I ripped it open and inside was a microwave.
No.
Shut up.
Oh.
Hey, the new microwave.
I know. So I was like, okay. Let me open up and see if there's some money inside.
Yeah.
Shut up. You didn't actually think. Yeah.
But there was no money.
Yeah. Come on.
I hope you sued them.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet, though, that they actually, like, replaced your microwave in your unit.
Well, the problem is, my microwave, that's, like, the one thing that did work in the unit, so I actually didn't need a microwave.
Oh, man, you really messed up that request.
It was for the joke.
Yeah, so I just put it in the closet. I mean, even though I was disappointed, I was like, okay, that was funny. They got me.
Yeah.
Sure.
So a couple weeks went by, and then one day I just needed to microwave some pizza, and I have, I have a built-in microwave in the unit, so I go inside my microwave, and there's 10 $100 bills.
Wait, what?
What?
There was $1,000
sitting in my microwave.
Wow. Amazing.
You
bro.
Think your apartment complex gave you $1,000 cash?
Maybe they did it. Maybe someone intercepted my response. I don't know.
I wonder if this is like such a crappy place that they're truly like, look, we're about to get sued soon. We got to make these people happy.
Either that or I'm thinking the manager's in love with you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Either way, you don't question that. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You take the $1,000 and look up to the skies and say thank you.
And it was cash. It's untraceable, bro.
I don't know. There's something attached to it.
There's something sketchy
here.
Do you
know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's from a drug deal, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the manager is cute, though. So maybe, I don't know, I flirted with her a couple times. I don't know.
Okay, now you're delusional, bro.
Did anyone ever come forward and say, hey, did you get the money? Did you...
Nah, no, nothing.
What the heck?
Did
you hear from any other residents? Did
Brooke,
they
stop trying to explain it away?
I
it's magic
know.
Money that appeared out of thin air.
That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
I kept it quiet. I wasn't telling anybody.
Wow.
Oh my God. So you don't know if anybody else got anything?
No one will ever know.
I have no idea. No clue.
Whoa. What did you spend the money on?
A deposit on a new apartment.
Oh, you moved?
The next place.
They help you leave.
I put in my 30 days. I'm out.
Oh, money well spent.
Oh, my God.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. You got your phone tab coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Today we call a woman who admits she has a short fuse.
Ooh.
And she's told her husband on multiple occasions that she hates dealing with stupid people.
Oh,
oh God.
So
don't we all?
Yeah. Is she listening to the show? Or?
Well, when she recently found out a business had lost her package, she was immediately upset about it.
Uh-oh.
And of course, the best person to help her is the opposite of a stupid person.
Yeah.
It's Stoner Max. Now, he's not dumb.
No.
He's just medicinally enhanced.
I see.
So
Your
this
process.
Should definitely go well in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, who is this? Wait.
You.
Oh, my name is Max. I'm calling you because you were in here earlier complaining about like a missing package or.
Yeah, that was me. Did you find it?
Not exactly, but maybe you could tell me about it.
How am I going to tell you about it? I did not send the package.
Well,
I already spoke to your supervisor a few hours ago about this. He already knows.
Right. But he put me in charge of finding it because I came in hungover. I mean,
what?
I came in late today. That's what
Oh my God.
Hey, can you describe it for me?
No.
The package?
I have no idea what it looks like.
Okay.
All I know is I receive an email. There's a package there. I get in my car. I get there and wow, no package.
What? Oh, that's just wrong, bro.
Yeah, it is wrong. You guys lost it or something. The name should say Paige Partner.
A page with 3 G's.
No, 1 G. Paige. It's very easy.
Yeah, Paige. Got
it. Oh, my God.
You know what? Packages are actually interesting because there's like so many of them.
What would be interesting is if you found my package.
You're right. That would be cool. But think about it in my perspective.
No.
Think about it from this perspective.
Your perspective is that you lost my package.
Right. But like the world itself is just one giant cosmic burrito.
Oh.
And packages are,
what are
just,
you...
you know, the guac on top.
Are you stoned right now? Are you high?
Legally, I can't answer that question.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at your hand?
What?
Yeah, now flip it over. I mean, like,
have you... Is your supervisor available? What is going on?
No, I'm saying really look at it. Like, there's a bunch of, like, tiny aliens working together.
No, I'm saying you really need to find my package and stop looking at your hand. Maybe if you were looking for my package, we wouldn't be here right now.
You're saying to focus. Got it. I opened a few packages in the back.
What do you mean you open them? You're not supposed to open people's packages.
Hey, was yours like a toaster?
No, and it's none of your business what was in it. Just look at the freaking names.
Because I've had this idea for a toaster that also makes grilled cheese.
I do not want to hear your toaster idea.
Revolutionary.
I just want my package. Revolutionary would be finding my package.
It's a revolutionary Munchies innovation.
I literally do not care. I do not want to even talk to you.
Wait.
You found it?
Hold on. I think I got an idea. What if somebody else found your package?
What do you mean if someone else found it?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You are in charge. Didn't they say you're in charge?
But let's just say, what if an alien took it?
Are you stupid?
Like the ones on your hand.
Honestly, I have had enough of you. You need to stop talking. I've had enough. I want your supervisor.
I'm telling you, if aliens came down
take
us to your dealer.
Oh, my God. Enough.
Welcome to Earth, dudes. You got any space cookies?
Oh, my God. Shut up. It's too much. I don't know what your problem is. I just need my package.
Oh, God.
Are you getting high right now? How do you work here? How do you have a job?
I only have this job because your husband Nick hooked me up with it.
What? Wait, what?
Well, he set you up for this prank phone call, so it's really thanks, Nick.
What? Oh, my God. Are you joking right now?
I am. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I can't even calm down. My God.
That anger towards Nick, not me.
I'm so relieved that you do not work there.
Yeah, I know. I probably would be pretty bad at that. I'm actually really bad at this, too, believe it or not.
You know what? I believed you. You're pretty good.
Thanks. I'm kind of a natural. You don't get it, do you?
No.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Anybody can date, but having a true, healthy partnership takes communication.
Yes,
it takes honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It takes a reinforced steel cage that your husband couldn't possibly escape from. Oh, no, wait, sorry.
Wait a minute.
I'm reading the marriage contract Brooke made her husband sign.
Oh.
Still.
Shoot, did I leave that on the desk again?
Yeah.
Dang it.
My bad. I didn't mean to pick that up. But bottom line, we all want a healthy, balanced, equal relationship.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why one of our listeners set up a simple agreement with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's wondering why all of his girlfriend's pals are saying to dump him.
Oh! Uh-oh.
We're going to find out if he's being reasonable or actually crossing the line in a brand new Am I the Jerk? That's coming up next. Brooke, how much control do women have over their friends' relationships?
I'm going to go with none.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, there's a little bit of influence, but honestly, we usually just grit our teeth through whatever terrible relationship they're in. And then when they finally break up, they're like, oh, that's so sad. But then we don't really mean it.
Yeah. So I tried to warn you.
I was assuming that you have definitely gone to most of your friend group at some point and said in your classic Brooke tone, honey, no, you need to dump that zero.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm 100% satisfied with my relationship. What? Just hold on for a second. Michael, I'm on the phone. How dare you talk to me without written consent? Now go make yourself your own dinner.
Yeah, Michael.
Your fantasies of me are very strange.
I imagine the same.
Yeah, it's not, that's really far from.
A little bit too accurate, a little too close to home.
Yeah.
I thought you guys have a lot of pull. Because
we try to support each other. Unless they're the ones, if Alexis came to me and was like, oh my God, I hate this guy, I'd be like, I hate him too.
Yeah,
let's get rid of him.
What's the question? Do we want a solution or do we just want a rant?
I can tell you, as a man, it can feel scary when you think that your girlfriend's social circle is turning against you.
Oh, yeah.
When you can feel it kind of happening. And that's what made one of our listeners email us for help. His name is Jonah.
Okay.
And he agreed to be a part of Am I the Jerk? Today.
Oh, we haven't done this forever.
It's been a while. So let's welcome Jonah to the show. Jonah, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Oh. Doing good.
I'm in the middle. I don't know if I want to be nice to you yet. You could be a jerk.
He sounds like a nice guy so far.
You do, actually.
Now, is your girlfriend buddies with Brooke? Because if so, you're starting in a hole already. But
God, I hope not.
Tell us what's going on with you and your relationship.
Well, my girlfriend and I, we've been together about a year now.
Oh, okay. That's always a tricky time, you know? Like, do you stay? Do you go? Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're getting serious.
It's a transition point in a relationship.
Okay. It's like 10 years, like, ooh, yeah. Do I go now?
Yeah, exactly. We're starting to set long-term habits and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Early on, when we first started seeing each other, we'd spend the night with each other maybe like once a week, sometimes at my place, sometimes at her place.
Uh-huh. Okay. That seems pretty healthy.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yeah, right? But these last few months now, as we've been getting closer, she's been staying over at my apartment a lot more. Like, I'm talking 4 or 5 nights a week.
Oh. Okay.
Like, in your room or out on the couch?
In my room.
Wow. Did she do that, like, slowly move in move? You know, where first it's a toothbrush, then it's maybe, honey, can I have a drawer?
Yeah,
now there's
totally
a whole new dresser in here somehow.
Wait a minute. Everything's rearranged.
Wait, maybe you guys have met.
Okay, so she's spending more and more time over at your place now.
Exactly, yeah. And it's totally fine. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
And she has
a roommate at her place, so being at mine lets us be alone and stuff, so that's great.
Right. Okay. You're in a better situation.
Yeah.
So that explains why she's always at your place and you're not at hers.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue?
The issue is that ever since she's been staying over at my place more, I've noticed that my utility bills have all gone way up.
Like the water and electricity and...
Yes.
Thank you for telling everyone what utilities are, Jose, and we needed
that.
There's
some people that don't know.
Garbage.
That's also included.
It's all part of it.
Gas.
Yep. Okay.
Alexis, your turn next.
We go through the whole list.
I think we covered them.
That was pretty good. Okay.
We did.
You think it's her fault?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, in the best way possible. Just saying that she really liked her hot showers and she loves to cook. I got gas stove. And she's always cold, so the heater's on anytime she's over at my place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it makes sense that, I mean, you have two people living there instead of one.
This is like when my friends come with live with me for 2 months.
Yeah,
and
you notice.
Do the same thing.
Too.
Hey, I almost moved into a place that was so strict. They said, you can't have that many guests because we don't want you to take the utilities away from other people.
Well, it's expensive.
It is. Yeah. It adds up.
It kind of comes with the territory, though, right, Jonah?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, sure. It gets pretty pricey, and I guess my budget didn't have that factored in. I didn't really know it was going to be an issue until it was. I was trying to think of solutions that were fair. So I asked her if maybe she could just drop me $4 for every night that she stays over, just to kind of offset off all those costs.
$4 per night she's over at your place?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't think it was a big deal. It seemed fair.
Did you bring that up to her?
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to do it.
It is
What was her reaction when you said that?
I mean, you know, she took a minute to think about it, but she ended up agreeing. She was like, yeah, I guess this makes sense. And it's not a big deal. It's only $4 here and there.
But it adds up like $20 a week. That's 80 bucks a month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it does. She's going to be basically living at my place. Then I think it's fair.
But you said she agreed to it.
She did. Yeah, she agreed to it and everything was great. The problem, like, I would tell her sometimes before we go to bed, hey, don't forget that $4 Venmo. And
it just feels like such a nickel and dime type of situation.
But in his defense, what if there's a week she only comes twice? Then she's not going to have to do the $80.
You're going to tell her right before bed?
Yeah.
Good night, honey. Don't forget about the $4.
I mean, I can't think of more unsexy talk while you're in bed.
You're right.
Sure, but
it's not just before bed either. I should also mention that, and this is where the real problem comes in. One morning I left for work and she hadn't sent the $4 yet. So I just left her a cute little note saying, hey, baby, I'll see you later. Don't forget the $4, right?
Bad. It's like she's dating a bill collector.
Yeah, she constantly owes you money.
Well, this is the thing. That morning when I left her the note and I went to work, I guess her friends came over while I was at work.
Ooh.
And they saw the note.
Oh, God.
And they started saying it was a bill. And now they're all in my girlfriend's ear saying that I'm super cheap and that, is she really sure that I'm the guy that she wants to marry if I'm charging her $4 to stay at my place?
Here's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
I don't think it's that serious.
So
she's practically living with me, you know?
Her friends are now saying that you're a cheap guy. What is your girlfriend's opinion?
I'm starting to side with them a little bit. You guys were saying earlier, you know how you can just feel it? Yeah. I can feel it.
Okay. I have a feeling that it was the nagging even. You know, like maybe she said okay, and then she didn't realize really what she was signing up for.
I think what makes it sound kind of cheap is the fact that you're billing her just $4 per time. Maybe if you did a flat monthly rate, like a flat $60 a month.
I think the whole thing sounds cheap, right?
Yeah, but that's a personality thing, too.
So your girlfriend was okay with paying the $4 a month at first. Or, sorry.
A day, don't you dare.
Excuse me. $4 a month would have been very reasonable. $4 per night she stays over. But ever since her friends got in her ear, now she's more upset with you.
Pushing back. Yeah.
Ever since her friend saw your bill on the table.
Yeah, since she woke up to your notes.
So are you worried that maybe the relationship is starting to turn?
Well, there's that aspect of it, but I'm also, like, it's double-sided, because if things don't turn, if we keep going and everything's great, what if we get married one day and we buy a house, and then what, she doesn't want to have to contribute anything?
She's setting a tone.
Does she still live in the apartment and is only staying at the house every, like, few nights?
What
is
she, I paid my $4.
I'm sure she contributes in other ways. Like,
she pays her own rent right now.
Buying food, taking you, like, splitting bills out to dinner, you
that's
know?
That's a good point, Brooke.
Like, you stayed at her place and she didn't charge you.
Good she's not very financially savvy, clearly. Someone needs to be. You're wondering, though, Jonah, if you're the jerk in this situation for charging your girlfriend $4 per night that she stays over.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds like I'm definitely a jerk.
I'm glad you're self-aware enough to hear that.
How do you want me to say it?
Maybe we say, am I a jerk for expecting my girl to pitch in on the utilities?
Okay.
When that's she is causing better. Them to go up.
Huh. More specific.
I don't know.
Should I charge my girlfriend $4 every single time she steps in? No, maybe what you said.
I'm open to changing the amount.
Okay.
Oh, you are. Okay.
So generous. So text in to 78592 if you think Jonah is the jerk or not in this scenario. We're going to come back. We'll read some of your texts and take some calls even when we continue Am I the Jerk? Right after this. Text in to 78592 says, only $4 a night? Bro, in this economy, raise that up to $7. Girls got to pay her way.
What?
That's from Jose B.
No, wait a minute.
Wow. Jose.
There's so many Jose B's out there. I'm sure it's one of the other ones,
Wait a minute. Is it a green bubble just like his?
Hey, Jose Bouillon, stop texting in.
But if you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a segment called Am I the Jerk, where one of our listeners, Jonah, shared his relationship issue because his girlfriend frequently spends the night over at his place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he noticed his utility bill go way up whenever she did. So to be fair, he asked his girlfriend if she could pay just $4 per night that she stays over to even it out.
Yeah.
Now, at the start, she was cool with it, happy to pay the money. Uh-huh. But then she talked to her girlfriends after they found a bill sitting in the living room.
I think you're leaving out all the nagging that he did every day as well, Jeffrey. Like,
reminding,
we can't,
you know, it's called reminding.
Yes.
And now his girlfriend is pissed about it. So we got a lot of texts coming in to 78592. A few others. One says, total cheapo. Writing's on the wall. I'd get out of that relationship so fast you wouldn't even see the cloud of dust behind me.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
That's a little
How you
rough.
Feel about that, buddy?
I'm not sure if he's talking about me or my girlfriend being cheap.
No.
Good point.
Touché.
It's a good
Very
spin.
Nice. Another text says, I'm married with 3 kids, and this is a great idea. I'm going to start charging my teenager $2 a day for cleaning and utilities.
Yeah.
If they don't pay by the end of the month, evicted.
That's actually smart. Well, I don't know about eviction, but that's actually smart.
Okay.
Everybody
get a grip here.
Teaching them bills.
They're probably joking, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Jonah, what's your reaction to the feedback that we're getting?
I mean, from the person that has kids, I think that's a great life lesson. Kids should know that things cost money.
What? Let's not turn this into a parenting thing. We're barely into a year-long relationship for you. Let's stick with that.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, is Jonah the jerk for charging his girlfriend a little bit extra for using the utilities and causing them to go up? And we've got some callers who are on the phone right now wanting to weigh in and give their 2 cents. Let's go to Olivia first. Olivia, talk to Jonah here. Do you think he's the jerk?
Yeah, I definitely agree with her friends. He's being like a total jerk about this.
Oh,
really?
Oh. Yeah.
Why do you think that?
There goes your hello, Olivia, Jonah.
Like, if he's doing this now, it's just like a slippery slope.
Yeah.
What's he going to start charging you for next? Like toilet paper towels?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she brings up a good point, Jonah.
Does she? Because I agree. It is a slippery slope. If she gets to come over and use all my gas and, you know, all the electricity and everything, and I'm just expected to pay for it, I think that's a slippery slope, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. True. You act like your girlfriend doesn't contribute at all in your relationship.
She doesn't, aside from the $4 that I asked for.
Yeah. She doesn't do anything for you.
Well, I don't know what you mean by anything for me. I'm talking about you.
What do you mean there? She means, does she cook for you? Does she clean?
Does she drive? Does she
read you bedtime stories?
All of those things are true, but I also do all of those things. The only thing that's different between us is pay any of the bills.
Alexis, what would you do if you're the friend who walked in and saw the bill on the table saying you owe your boyfriend $4? How would you react?
Okay, I mean, there's a red and green flag, I think. The green flag is he will have money in the future. He's good at saving it.
It may be your money.
The red flag is it's your money. Yeah. Okay. So maybe get him to, like, rip off someone else, and then...
So what is your stance? You would support your girlfriend in paying, or you would tell her, no, get out of there?
Tell her to leave or tell her to stay?
I mean, I would tell her to, you know, could she, like, negotiate, like, buy dinner or something instead?
See?
That's what I would do.
See, you know what
she can't
would
take
do?
An opinion on.
She would wait to see what her girlfriend felt, and then back her up on anything her girlfriend
She'd just
said.
Be a good friend.
Yeah, Alexis was the wrong person to ask there.
Jonah, why don't you just stay over at her house more often?
We have a roommate, and she doesn't seem like she wants to be there very often because she's always asking to come to my place. I love having her over. I don't want you to think that I dislike this or something. I love it. It's just a matter of finance. It's hard for me to afford all the time.
Yeah. Maybe have your girlfriend and her roommate over, and you can charge the roommate as part of the fee instead of just your girlfriend. Then it seems more fair.
I can get on board with that.
They walk in, hey, someone just got 50% off their bill.
Yeah. It's called compromise. We have more people that want to talk to you here, though, Jonah. Let's speak to Sarah. Do you think that Jonah is the jerk in this situation?
Well, it's crazy that you're talking about this because this actually happened to me with my husband, like, back when we were dating.
What?
Really?
No way. Yeah.
Wait, you charged him or he charged you for utilities?
So he was charging me little fees for all kinds of things. It was utilities or, you know, if we took a long road trip, the gas. Like, it was a little fee for everything. And at first, I was ticked off. I was like, dude, what? are you doing with this?
Yeah.
What are these Venmo requests?
So I came up with what I think is a very creative way that we kind of ended the whole tit for tat deal.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you come up with?
So I started charging my then boyfriend, now husband, an intimacy fee.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait,
hold
on. I'm anti this.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was more than $4.
I mean, it was really just to prove a point, right?
Right. Services rendered.
You prostituted yourself to your own boyfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, you put it like that, but...
Well, that's kind of what it is.
And he paid it, right?
How long did that last? How long was he paying it?
Like a week.
And then you're saying he dropped all fees after that.
And then I didn't hear anything else about another fee.
And they haven't been intimate in 8 years. No?
They live in separate houses now.
Is that helpful for you, Jonah? You want to pass that along to your girlfriend?
Not at all. No, I'm not doing that.
Are you sure?
My girlfriend doesn't get an intimacy bill from the intimacy company, but I get a gas bill from the gas company.
Well, we should call that intimacy company and see what they're doing.
I love your logic. It's just so pure, man.
So we're running short on time here. We've been tallying up the text board at 78592, what our listeners are saying. According to them, Jonah, you are... the jerk in this situation. You should not be charging your girlfriend.
Was it a landslide?
Did you hear him? I think you got to give it up, my man.
I will say it's actually closer than I thought. 67% said you're the jerk. So there's a lot of people who are still on your side.
Yeah. It was close to half. We'll go with half.
No, okay. That's not half. No, don't. If you're that good at math, you know that's not half. I mean, you just got to weigh. What's more important, your $4 or the love of your life?
Yeah, your girlfriend's love.
And maybe a good time to mention, you're going to have to buy her friends dinner to make up to them, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's something to look forward to.
Okay.
And I forgot to remind you, Jonah, we are charging an Am I the Jerk fee. So we're going to send you that bill. We'll send you a reminder to Venmo us, okay?
Ooh, are we charging per text? Because that would be great.
Yeah, $7 per text, okay?
He hung up.
Oh, okay, he's gone. Anyway, that's Am I the Jerk. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A guy in Britain is going viral today all because of what he stopped and did every mile while running the London Marathon.
Ooh.
And raised a ton of money while doing it.
Okay, good job.
Plus, the biggest mystery since the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh.
And do aliens really exist? Finally gets answered.
What?
That's what we're going to find out?
The
oh
question,
my gosh.
Why does my drumstick ice cream never melt?
Oh.
TikTok okay. is going crazy over the all explanation, right. And we're going to play you the audio. Coming up in a brand new
Woo! TikTok click shot.
We're doing it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Right now, Congress is trying their darndest to ban TikTok in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And the president said the only thing that's stopping him from doing it is
Woo! TikTok click shot.
Rated oh, wow. the number one segment by elected officials 80 years and over.
I think he already signed the bill, though.
Oh.
To ban it.
So. Well, he didn't mean to do it.
It didn't. Oh, okay.
Because he loves yeah. TikTok click shock, where we talk about the hottest TikToks from the past week. Let's get right to your first TikTok click shock about a wine merchant in England named
Ooh.
Tom Gilby, who ran the London Marathon just the other day.
Oh, cool.
And his,
nice.
His goal was to raise $2,500 for a hospice charity.
Oh, that's right. Beautiful.
So he came up with this idea to run the race yeah. and go live on TikTok.
Okay, and that's how he was going to raise the money?
There's more to it, because since he's a wine merchant,
yeah.
he decided after each mile marker, he would stop and sample 26 different wines along the running route.
Wait, one for every mile?
And he would attempt to correctly identify each wine just by taste.
Oh, I want to vomit for
yeah,
that.
So, same.
Did he spit it out like a true
connoisseur? Yeah, like, was there a spit bucket?
So he said if it was good, he would swallow it. If he didn't like it, it would end up on the pavement.
Okay. Well, at least he's not committed to 26
yeah,
shots of
yeah.
wine.
He definitely was not sober by the end of the race.
Was he running the right direction?
Well, here's some of the highlights from his audio.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
Americans of Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. It's a new world, quite fruity, a little bit of sugar, jam shed. On mile 18.
23. I think it could be Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
It's kind of crazy towards the end there.
The South Africa.
Yeah, he's starting to slur a lot by the end.
Is that right? Is it called a Shiraz? I guess he would know. He's the wine expert.
Yeah,
do what I call it, drinkable.
Yeah. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
His finish time was 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Oh, that's not quick.
If you remember, I said he was hoping to raise $2,500.
And?
But his TikTok fans showed up for this.
Oh.
Let's go!
And raise 10 times that amount.
Yes.
Alexis, do the math.
250,000.
Yay!
No, 25 million?
$25,000.
Let's go!
A lot of money.
You make it sound so less cool when you guess that high.
You have to
do the math correctly.
Only 25K?
No, $25,000. Actually, Alexis, you're a runner.
Yeah.
You should do this with different flavored hard seltzers
Ooh,
on
like
your next
that.
Race.
Ooh,
she's just like, that one's a Truly.
Mm.
Honestly, drinking might be the only way you get me to do a marathon. So.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
This is from a woman named Savannah, who got a couple hundred thousand views on her recent post, because she's a biomedical engineer.
Ooh, okay, fancy pants.
And if you've ever had the ice cream drumsticks,
yeah.
you guys eaten those? She explained to the general public why drumsticks don't melt. Because apparently that's a thing that people have been asking a lot online. How come these never melt?
They never melt?
Are we going to learn about some chemicals that are in the ice cream?
Well, here's her answer.
Drumstick, they contain a little bit more of an ingredient which is known as an emulsifier. And an emulsifier essentially allows you to mix two different phases together. So oil and water don't mix. But if you add an emulsifier, they will. The fat is a lot more stable in solution with the water because there's emulsifier in there. And that's likely in there to help the frozen dessert keep its structural integrity. So it does not melt.
Oh, that makes so much
Mommy,
sense.
Mommy, can we have emulsifiers for dessert?
Yeah, I didn't understand really what that means. You can't just say the word emulsifier a bunch of times and get me to understand.
I mean, maybe just think of it like a glue. It's a glue that holds
it
all together.
Just shut up and eat your magic ice cream.
Yeah.
Like that's a TikTok click shock. Let's get to your final.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Which is from a man in Pennsylvania named Barry Tangert. And recently he went viral after he received two pieces of mail.
Okay.
The first was a refund check from the federal government for over $900.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Overpaid his taxes or something.
That's
right?
Pretty solid right there. Good amount of money. The second piece of mail was from the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue for his tax return from 2022. And it basically said, you owe us money and you need to pay off your debt immediately. Your total is $34 billion.
What? Oh, my gosh.
With some good news, some bad news. Yes.
Actually,
it's like, I set up a payment plan, $50 every 2 weeks. Is that cool?
It's actually $34,576,826,561.47.
Don't forget the cents.
Yeah. Do you think that he immediately called the guy or girl who does his taxes and is like, hey,
yeah, we got an issue. Accountant.
We may have filed wrong.
Actually, what was Barry's reaction? Here it is.
I knew it was an obvious blunder. I don't even make over $100K a year, so there's no way I could owe anything near that. Well, the first thing he said was, you had a good year. And I said, I wish.
And he's referring to when he called the Department of Revenue about the mistake, and the customer service guy said, oh, you had a pretty good year.
He's so calm.
But again, his story went viral, got on the news, and the situation has now finally been resolved. The right numbers were put into the system.
Okay, so what did he owe? Do the math, Alexis. What did he owe at the end?
Well, how am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
I can't do tax math.
The good news is, from now on, Barry says he will not be doing his own taxes anymore.
All right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, better outsource that.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good conclusion, Barry.
Those were your...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Stories from the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooke's Box!
We've got a new player, Julie, on the phone today, who calls herself a super fan of the show.
Okay.
And says that on long road trips with her and her husband, you know what they do?
Well, I want to know. Tell me.
They do Brooke and Jeffrey role play in the car, where I assume she plays Brooke and her husband plays me, but I don't know how that relationship works.
Is that just where you berate him for 3 hours straight in
and
the car?
Get his lunch orders wrong?
Yeah, we do second date updates, and our kids will generally role play Brooke and Jeffrey. My husband and I have to be the hapless dater.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay.
So they ask all the questions.
That's good.
We had to stop because the kids started going blue.
Ah, like blue jokes. You're, you know, dark, like a little below the belt.
A little.
Okay. You don't approve of that.
Yeah.
We do not approve of that either.
Sure.
So funny. Yeah. I love that.
Now, we got to send Brooke out of the studio so we can get to the game here. So let's go over the rules, Julie. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright if you want to win. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered on this day in 1999 on what television network?
Nickelodeon.
What's the word used for when there's no more of a certain type of animal left in the world?
Extinct.
At a whopping 25%, what's the most popular car color in America?
Red.
The formal ceremony where someone is admitted into a government office is called a what?
Swearing in.
Pyrotechnics is the art of displaying what?
Fireworks.
What does the M in BMW stand for?
Motor.
On the animated program Family Guy, what actor voices Peter, Stewie, and even the main one, Brian Griffin?
Seth MacFarlane.
I don't think Brian Griffin is the main one on that show, but
main dog.
Yeah, that is true. We're going to keep the question how it was and accept that answer. Good work, Julie. Brooke's going to come back into the studio.
Thanks.
And I love, what else do we know about you? On my screener here, it says that you are older than Brooke. That's low-hanging fruit, so I'm not going to touch
possible?
That one. Two is you have two kids.
I heard that. You guys are in the studio now.
I said I wasn't going to touch it. We're not going to go there.
All right.
She has her two kids, and apparently she has a new segment idea.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like it. What do you got?
Okay, well, I'm a psychologist, and I was thinking pals or pros. And what you do is one of you comes up with some sort of dilemma, and we discuss whether this is something you can just depend on your friends for or if you need actual therapy.
It's a new segment where we get Julie, like, a bunch of new clients for her business and make her a lot of money.
Julie, have you listened to our show? That sounds way too smart for us.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was your deep-seated trauma attack.
Yeah.
Now you get a 50% discount on our therapist, ooh, Julie.
Can we get a 50% discount on the meds?
Oh, no.
Good point.
That's when the ad revenue comes in. Brought to you by all the medical companies.
All right, Julie, we're going to stay in touch so that we can iron out the details of this brand new segment. But now we got to go back to the dumb trivia stuff.
Deep-seated trauma,
Tab. Yeah, I love it, dude.
Brooke, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I'm going to cry myself through it. Yeah.
Here we go. Your time starts now. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered on this day in 1999 on what television network?
Nickelodeon.
What's the word used for when there's no more of a certain type of animal left in the world?
Extinct.
At a whopping 25%, what's the most popular car color in America?
White.
The formal ceremony where someone is admitted into a government office is called a what?
Oh, induction. I don't know.
Pyrotechnics is the art of displaying what?
Fireworks.
What does the M in BMW stand for?
Motor.
Motor. Motor. Okay. Motor. Oh, we've like got there finally.
Motor.
Oh, this could be a tight one. We're going to go over the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
Ah, he's a ginger. Ah, he's a ginger.
Bolaños.
Julie, you got 5 correct. That is such a good score.
Coming with a fire.
That psychology degree.
Yeah.
Pays off.
I'm sure that really helped you with this.
And Brooke.
Yeah.
Also 5.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she pulls out the miracle tie, which does go to the house, Julie. I'm so sorry. But let's go over the answers for everybody. SpongeBob SquarePants premiered on this day in 1999 on Nickelodeon. When there's no more of a certain type of animal left in the world, that's called extinct. Oh. Extinction. Uh-huh. A whopping 25% of cars in North America are white. The second most popular color is black. Mm. The formal ceremony where someone's admitted into a government office is an inauguration.
That's what it's called.
The pyrotechnics is the art of displaying fireworks. The M in BMW stands for Motor, Bavarian Motor Works. And on the animated family program, the actor that voices Peter, Stewie, and Brian Griffin is Seth MacFarlane.
Mm.
So, Julie, it was not enough to take down Brooke today.
So close, though, Julie.
Great game.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Can I shout out a friend real quick?
Yeah.
Sung-Wong Kim, you're the other person who's as obsessed with this show as I am.
Oh, yeah. That's
so Kim,
cute.
We love you.
And Julie, I didn't get to tell you, just for playing, you get a $50 Melting Pot gift card. You can go make a reservation today at meltingpot.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, you're awesome. Thanks for listening so much.
Oh, we love it.
Sorry for traumatizing your children.
Yeah.
Julie, you're awesome. Come back anytime, okay? We're going to be back to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.